However, a new poll finds fear in the hearts of New Yorkers as steps are being taken on this road to recovery and reopening. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg joins us live. Stephen, thanks for your time. Good morning. And what are the numbers? What are they telling us about New York's state of mind on the loosening of these restrictions?
Well, good morning, Paul. We asked voters, which do you think is the bigger danger for the state of New York? Moving too quickly to loosen the stay-at-home orders, which could result in the virus spreading faster and more lives being lost, or moving too slowly to reopen the state, resulting in worse economic impact and more jobs being lost? And by a 2-to-1 margin, 65% to 32%, New Yorkers say the bigger danger is moving too quickly to reopen. And among New York City voters, nearly three quarters, 74% of voters in New York City, 59% of voters in the downstate suburbs say moving too quickly is the bigger danger for New York.
That's a message that we have heard from our political leaders, including Governor Cuomo, who has been enjoying new highs in popularity. How's that going for the governor right now, Stephen?
Well, the governor is down a little bit from last month when he had his all-time record best numbers. But right now, two-thirds of voters view Andrew Cuomo favorably. Nearly two-thirds give him a positive job performance rating. And more than three-quarters approve of his handling of the pandemic. Not record highs like he had last month, but his favorability and job performance record ratings are the best they have been in 6 years prior to the pandemic.
How about moving ahead the summer and the fall, which would bring another school season? What are the numbers on that?
Well, nearly two-thirds of voters, 64%, think it's either very or somewhat likely that schools will reopen come September. But at the same time, three-quarters of New Yorkers think that it is likely that we're going to have another large outbreak of COVID-19 come the fall.
There is, it seems to be, some disturbing findings when you break the questions down by race. What are we finding on that in your new poll?
Well, one of the things we found is we asked voters, have you or someone in your household been laid off as a result of the pandemic? And overall, one-third of New Yorkers say either they or someone in their household has been laid off. But when we look at it by race, 27% of white voters say that's the case. 32% of Latino voters say that's the case. But 44% of black voters say that either they and or someone in their household has been laid off. So clearly, devastating economic impact on a lot of New Yorkers. But the overriding message is that the devastating health impacts, even among those black voters, are more important than the devastating economic impacts.
As areas around New York City are taking now the first steps on the road to reopening and recovery, interesting numbers coming out from Siena College in their new poll on where we are and what people are thinking. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg on the line. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.